protest.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles has a new book out titled Believe It. Now, in the book, he talks about many things that keep him grounded, including one tradition he has with his wife.
We really wanted to make sure, like, our marriage, like, we had that, you know, during the season, like, Friday night, date night, because, you know, I'm at practice, she's being mom, and she's doing everything she can at the house, and, you know, that's a full-time job in itself, and then I come home. So we wanted to make sure that we had that night to ourselves to go out for a few hours and just enjoy one another.
Foles also talks about how his faith is such a huge part in his life.
We all have our own story. We all have our own journey that we've been on. And, you know, the big point of my career was a couple years ago when I was going to step away. It was a time for me to step back and reflect on just the journey of my life and, you know, what God has done in my life. And, you know, it was really humbling. It was a tough, you know, probably seven, eight months that I was going through just deep inside. But just going through that with my family, going through that, you know, staying in prayer, staying in the Word, leaning on people near me that I knew have my best interests and love me. You know, it was a battle. It's not easy, but I was able to come out of it learning a lot and overcoming some fears that I had. And I think we all have fears that we face.
Zach Bryan is a conservative actor in Hollywood. He says he's been blacklisted due to his conservative beliefs. He says the left will say one thing, but then do the opposite.
It's very much a one-way street. You know, it's kind of coming from a lot of your elitists and then their little minions that kind of just do whatever they say, in my opinion. And it's very frustrating.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who have, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy in combat. This sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find that beyond belief like I did, check their website, unitedpatriots.org. Well, here's what we have for you this hour. First, we're going to meet the Stidhams. Their company makes an awesome patriotic clothing. That's what really rang my bell. Then Sam Rose will report on a recent convention for college-attending veterans. And finally, we'll review the situation in Korea from China expert Steve Mosher. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet Mark Stidham and his colleague, Lindsay Wheeler. Mark's the founder of a company named LuLaRoe, and they make some great clothes. My favorite is their patriotic line. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Mark.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here, Danny.
And Lindsay, glad you're joining us today.
And Danny, thanks so much for having us on. It's truly an honor.
Mark, tell us how you came up with the idea of the clothing line, and the name is really a mystery to me. Talk us through that for a minute, would you?
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, Danny, I'd like to tell you how I came up with it, but this business actually started with my wife, and I was a concrete contractor, and my wife was selling in-home clothing for little girls. And long story short, she made a skirt for one of our daughters, and her friends said, hey, I love that skirt. Where did you get it? She said, my mom made it. They said, do you think she'd make me one? And she started making skirts for our daughter's friends, and the next thing you know, she was making so many skirts, she decided not to make them herself, but to get somebody to sew them. And she started out with that maxi skirt. And that was the beginning of the company. The LuLaRoe came about as the company grew. We decided it was more than a hobby, that there might actually be something there. LuLaRoe comes from the name of our three oldest granddaughters, Lucy, Lola, and Monroe. And we just took the three parts of their names and put that together, and it kind of sounded catchy, and the name stuck. So that's where it came from.
You know, that's awesome. And isn't it interesting how things in life happen not the way we planned them, but something just happened, and you took advantage of it, and then suddenly you're in the middle of something new? Life is like that, isn't
it? Yes. Absolutely. And I think, you know, what's important is that you be open to those kind of opportunities. You know, sometimes when we try to plan things out too much, we get stuck in our plan, and there's an old saying that, well, men plan, gods laugh, you know. And so I think being open to what's in front of you and saying, how can I take what I'm doing right now and use it to serve others and to take advantage of an opportunity and be open to it? You never know what's coming.
I couldn't agree more. Now, Lindsay, you're married to a Army vet, I think retired guy, combat. How did you two come into making skirts? I know I'm being facetious here. Tell us your story.
Well, my husband, I think just what you said, that seeing that opportunity in front of you and then taking advantage of that. My husband, Seth, spent 14 years in special operations. Most recently, we're here at Fort Lewis, Washington, where he was a sniper on his 12-man special forces team. And it was right before one of those deployments that I found out about LuLaRoe. I was a television reporter, and with my job, I was gone all the time, and we have two little kids. And obviously, for military veterans and soldiers and military wives out there, they know that their husbands are gone a lot. And I was gone for my job, and my husband was gone so much for deployments that we decided that I would take a step back and I would be home with our kids. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity because of the military and because of Seth's job and his service. But I wanted to contribute to our family. I wanted something that I could do too to help out. And I bought a LuLaRoe dress, and I felt like $1 million for the first time in a while after having a second baby. And I saw this as this incredible opportunity to not only provide for our family, but to also serve others. And that's such a big part of this amazing company that we're so proud to be a part of. So I bought a dress. He was getting ready to deploy, and I thought, man, I think I could do this. But never in a million years did I think as a TV reporter I would now be selling women's clothes. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is exactly what God put me on this earth to do, and I love getting up every single day and being a part of this company.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing LuLaRoe clothing with one of the owners, Mark Stidham, and his colleague, Lindsay Wheeler. Lindsay, you know, you touched a key point there. God opens doors, doesn't he? And you can be alert to him and go through him, or you can be dumb and not. Isn't it nice on those occasions when we're bright and actually take advantage of those opportunities?
Oh, 100%. Like I said, never in a million years did I think I would own a clothing boutique, and I love what I do. This company allows us opportunities to not only provide for our families, but to help other people build businesses and also serve our customers. That's an incredible combination that you just don't see out there in the community. And I also think that there is such an incredible community within LuLaRoe. I don't know of other businesses where people support each other so much, where the CEOs and the founders are so committed to our success and they make decisions based on our success, not theirs. And it is truly, truly an honor to be a part of LuLaRoe and to help other people be a part of it, because we know the heart of this company and we want other people to be able to experience it as well.
The thing that attracted me to LuLaRoe when I first heard about it was the fact that I spent 22 years on active duty. My wife worked when she could. But this is the kind of a company that can provide employment for spouses, not necessarily wives, of military who, when you move from place to place, you can move your business with you. That was the big attraction. That's what first got my attention. And that's indeed why I pursued working with you guys, because this is cool. Am I naive or did I hit the ball?
No. You're right on with that, Danny. And Lindsay, I'll let you speak to it also. But one of the things that we recognized early on was that women, if they don't have a career, you know, a lot of progress has been made for women in the working world. And if they have a career, you know, they have some opportunities, a lot more than they used to have. But there is still really a prejudice or a societal feeling to women who are home raising a family. It's hard to find a part-time opportunity or to find something that works around your schedule as a mom that would allow you to be at home and have that freedom. And so I'm a huge believer in freedom and in entrepreneurism. I believe that free enterprise is the gateway to understanding true freedom. And so we began looking at ways that we could create business opportunities. We didn't specifically target the military, but the military spouses were definitely attracted to us, and they immediately recognized, you know, with all of the different transfers and the moving around and back and forth, that this was a business they could take with them. And one of the things that we do is when our military families are moved, we help them to move their product. We're committed to helping them to be able to have their business be mobile and be able to move from place to place. And so if they've got inventory, we're willing to help them to move that inventory with them when their family gets moved.
That is awesome. We've got about a minute left. Mark, talk about if there are listeners that either want to learn more, to purchase, to learn about the business opportunity, how can they do that? How do they plug in?
Yeah, go to LuLaRoe.com, and there's on that website, there's a map that shows where your local retailers are. We're not sold through brick and mortar. We are sold strictly through an independent network of retailers that are spread across the country. We're in all 50 states, but there's a map at LuLaRoe.com that will show you where you can find those people. And I do just want to jump in real quick with a plug for our Americana collection. We're big celebrators of the 4th of July and American Independence, and our collection this year is a little bit nostalgic, kind of a throwback to the 70s with a vintage look. A lot of fun stuff coming up for the 4th of July. And so you can find information on all of that at LuLaRoe.com.
Mark, you stole my closing comment. That's awesome, because that's what I particularly love, and particularly this time of year. If you aren't buying patriotic clothing right now, it must be because you have a closet full of it, because this is the time of the year to be buying that. Mark, thank you for taking time to join us today.
Danny, thank you so much for having us. We sure enjoyed it.
And Lindsay, I appreciate your input. Thank you for you and your husband's service.
Truly a pleasure. Thanks so much for having us.
I really appreciate you guys joining us today. And thank you, I'm going to do it anyway, Mark, for offering a great line of patriotic clothing just in time for the 4th of July. I am really pleased to be working with you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll hear about the recent convention of college-attending veterans from Samantha Rose. Then we'll meet Stephen Mosher and review the events in Korea. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts. And stay there till I return. I want you leaning mean.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember, and we're proud to sponsor Run for the Fallen as another way to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. Run for the Fallen is a 6,000-mile run taking place from April 7th to August 5th.
Each day, a team of runners will set out, stopping 1 mile at a time, to read the name of a fallen soldier out loud.
To join the Run for the Fallen as a volunteer or to show your support, visit runforthefallen.org.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, 80% of rape victims knew their attacker. Be careful who you let into your life. If they don't feel right to you, then don't associate with them. My experience has taught me this. When you let crazy people into your life gets crazy. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show today Front Lines of Freedom's newest contributor, Samantha Rose. She recently received her master's degree from Grand Valley State University. While there, she led the Student Veterans Organization, and she's just back from a convention of students who are veterans. So welcome aboard, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me, Danny.
Sam, give us a quick review of your military service.
So I served in the United States Army from 2004 to 2006. I served in the Veterinary Corps doing food inspection and taking care of military working dogs.
Okay. It was a 2-year enlistment?
No, I was in for just shy of 3 years. I got injured, so I had to get out.
Okay. Did a working dog bite you?
No.
Oh, okay. I just needed to ask that.
Yes.
Okay. While you were at Grand Valley State University, you headed the Veteran Student Organization. Talk to us about veteran students organizations. How are they organized? Who are they for? Who can join? What do they do?
Sure. So we'll start from the very top. There is a national organization called Student Veterans of America. This organization was founded about 10 years ago from a few select colleges that wanted to get together and say, we need to be out there promoting what is important to veterans who are now entering into higher education. University of Michigan was one of the first founders of Student Veterans of America. So it's kind of a little bit of a hometown thing for the state of Michigan. This organization in 10 short years has grown to be the single largest student organization in our country. There are over 1,500 chapters at colleges and universities across all 50 states and four countries.
Wow. I feel sort of dumb not knowing that, considering that I've ran two ROTC units. And okay, so that's what they do. Get specific. What kinds of things did you do at Grand Valley? I'm sure each group of students does what interests them. Big groups do more, smaller groups do less. Nobody has to do anything, I would presume.
Correct.
Other than meet periodically and do something.
Yes. So Grand Valley State University, at the time that I was in and serving as the vice president, then the president of our student veterans organization, we supported nearly 500 student veterans that were in attendance at Grand Valley, in addition to almost 100 spouses or children of service members that were using their service members' education benefits. So we provided support for them by doing events, activities, outreach. We do philanthropy out and about in the greater veterans community. We support our fallen brothers and sisters, part of the 22 a day. I had a couple of those when I was at Grand Valley. So we established an emergency fund in honor of one, and the other one left behind a daughter. So we provide money for her college fund.
So it's there. If I were a student veteran there, I could participate or not. I could join and do little. I could join and do a lot. That makes sense. Okay. And you are just back from, am I safe in calling it an annual convention?
It is the first annual.
Whoa.
So yes, it was a pretty big deal. This year was the first annual Michigan Student Veteran Leadership Symposium. Great big long fancy name for it. We decided, as a collection of student veteran organizations at different colleges and universities across Michigan, that there are enough of us out there that we feel like we need to get together as a state to promote student veteran initiatives and advancements at the state level. We've got Student Veterans of America National doing wonderful things for us in DC, such as helping draft the new Forever GI Bill. But we wanted to bring this a little bit closer to home and focus on what we can do here for our student veterans in the state of Michigan.
You know, that does make sense, because you need to be bigger than your county or something, because there could be a – you do that, there's a college right across the county line and you can't include them. So doing something at the state level just to see how to work together, to see what you can do together, makes sense. How long was it and what did you guys do?
Being the first time that we ever attempted something like this, there was actually a committee put together of students from different colleges and universities, and we decided on a one-day event. It was an all-day event, and we definitely like to give a big shout-out to the Kresge Foundation and Quicken Loans, because they provided the generous financial support for this. And then we also worked in conjunction with the Consortium of Michigan Veterans Educators and the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency in order to put this collaboration together.
Well, that's a logical group of people to work together, isn't it?
Yes.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing college student veterans with Samantha Rose. So I would presume that, based on what you've said, virtually all colleges and universities, at least all the big ones, probably have a student veterans organization of some kind.
They definitely all have student veterans. Whether or not they have an active organization is, you know, up to that individual college. If there are student veterans that decide they do want to become a chapter, most colleges only require 4 board members to make a student organization. So that's why we've got over 1,500 chapters.
In any kind of an organization like that, you were the president last year. When you graduated, there could be no one to step up, and the group falls apart, or someone could step up, as did. So those kind of organizations can be strong for a while and weak for a while, any given group. But we've got a pretty good sized number of people. There's going to be some people, particularly veterans, who knows what leadership is and doesn't mind stepping up.
That's correct. And that's one thing that we pushed at this Student Veteran Leadership Symposium this year. We actually had a member of the SVA national team, Eric Gage, come out to talk about the best ways to help your chapter remain strong and to groom the next upcoming board members to take over and to just keep building it up and building it better than it was before.
Okay, let me get personal. You were there, what, 3 years?
I was at Grand Valley for 4 years.
Okay, 4 years. And I presume you were a member of this group all or at least most of the time.
I actually didn't find out about it till about a month before I graduated with my bachelor's degree. Yeah.
Okay. What did it do for you? What occurred because of your involvement that makes you really glad you did it?
Like I said, I found out about this group about a month before I graduated with my bachelor's, and I happened to show up to the meeting where they were doing elections, and they said, oh, hey, you going to be around a little while? You can be vice president. So I kind of got voluntold to be the vice president. And when that fall semester came around and I officially shouldered the mantle of vice president, I really threw myself into the role. I applied for and was selected to attend Student Veterans of America National Leadership Summit, which was really incredible. They only take the top 100 student veterans from the country for this special leadership program. So I was just lit on fire at that thing. It was great. All the information, I just got really, really revved up and into it and really wanted to support my fellow student veterans.
Well, you know, generally speaking, when you find something you want to commit to and pour yourself into it, you get out of it more than you put into it. And whether it's leadership ideas or whatever it is, it's very rare that one gives into it more than one gets out, right?
That's very true.
And veterans, if anybody knows that you need an organization that's going to do something and you need good leaders, but you need good followers. And apparently you have a number of good followers too, right?
We do, yes.
Okay. Sam, final question. If there's a veteran who's a student at a college or university, how do they find out if there's a veterans organization? And if there's not one, what would they do? How would they get something started?
The easiest way to find out if your college or university has a student veterans organization, a lot of times people jump on Facebook and just search the college and search veterans, things like that. You can always ask your certifying officials at your college or university. They usually have a good line on any student veteran organizations. And if you're looking into getting one started on your own campus, if you find that you don't have one, definitely reach out to Student Veterans of America National. They have a step-by-step process on how you can begin your own student veteran organization at your college or university.
That sounds pretty simple. Sam, thank you for taking time to be here today, but thank you for joining the Frontlines of Freedom team. We're proud to call you a member.
Thank you so much, Denny.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to learn more about the Korean deal, and then we're going to open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area. We'll be right back. Why would a U.S. soldier in combat be jailed for shooting the enemy? I mean, isn't that why we send our troops into combat? Yet a number of our troops are or have been in military prison for murder for killing our enemies. The problem is confusing rules of engagement and some of our leaders who lack the courage to stand up for their troops. United American Patriots stands up for these troops. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in. We know where they're coming from. We just have to know who's coming here.
Also at that cabinet meeting, the president discussed NAFTA and Mexico.
We can't allow Mexico to have a NAFTA deal that gives them over $100 billion. And I call it profit. You know, you can divide that up any way you want to do it. I call it profit. We can't allow Mexico to take $100 billion. We can't give China anywhere from $375 to $100 to $500.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division, MDV. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest food distributor in our great country. They've been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates self-reporting as veterans, guardsmen, or reserves. And MDV is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world. And in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive producer of the Freedom's Choice and home-based brands for the commissaries. Learn more or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom, Steve Mosier. He's an expert on China, to make an understatement, and was on the show before discussing his great book on China, Bully of Asia. Since China was a major supporter of North Korea, they certainly have influence and concerns about the current negotiations going on between our nation and North Korea. And Steve has some insights to share. So welcome back to the show, Steve.
No, it's good to be here, Colonel.
Steve, you've been studying and observing China for a long, long time, haven't you?
Well, I went to China in 1979. I studied at Chinese University of Hong Kong in 1977. So let's see, I think that's going on 40 years. I'd count that to be half a lifetime or more.
Well, that makes sense to me. Give us a quick oversight of the history of the relationship between North Korea and China.
Well, North Korea wouldn't exist if it weren't for China. I mean, when Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of Kim Jong-un, launched an invasion of South Korea after World War II, the United States quickly responded, destroyed the North Korean army, and it was only because the Chinese communists sent in hundreds of thousands of troops in human wave attacks that the 1st Marine Division and some of the other forward forces in North Korea, U.S. forces, were simply overwhelmed and driven back. And so the North Korean regime, the half-kingdom there that is run by the Kim dynasty, first the grandfather, then the father, and now the grandson, would not exist were it not for China. And the most important thing we can say about the relationship between the two was stated by a long time ago by Chairman Mao Zedong himself. He said that North Korea are the lips and China are the teeth. And if the lips are gone, then the teeth will get cold. In other words, North Korea is a vassal state. It's also a buffer state keeping U.S. forces, keeping the free market, thriving free market democracy that is South Korea, away from the Chinese border. So China wants North Korea to survive one way or another, regardless of what happens with the nuclear weapons there.
Well, that certainly makes sense. That's sort of how Afghanistan came to be. The British needed a buffer state between India and the Russian Empire, so they created one. So buffer states are not anything new in history. And it works, too, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But, you know, North Korea may get more than it bargained for in its relationship with China, because Chinese historians frequently remind the Chinese people that North Korea was actually under China's direct rule for centuries. And the fact of the matter is that any part of the world that China has once touched, the Chinese Communist Party is now saying That belongs to us. We were there 1,000 years ago. We were there 1,500 years ago. We were there 500 years ago. We ruled it once. We want to rule it again. So North Korea, I think that Kim Jong-un is well aware of the fact that his giant neighbor to the north and to the west does not ultimately wish him well and might want to absorb him. So that accounts, I think, for part of the reason that he has accepted the program to denuclearize.
Well, that makes sense. China is clearly in what I call empire growth mode, whether it's the islands or whatever. They're not looking to give up any turf, and they're looking to add turf. And Kim is certainly the easiest bite. I agree with you. He's got to be careful what he does. So how does all this fit together with the arrangement that Kim seems to be working on with President Trump? Is that going to make sense? Is that going to lead to that?
Well, I think so. Now, we have to understand that Trump did things fundamentally differently than any of his predecessors. Instead of going to North Korea and offering them a carrot, he brought a very big stick, and he punished them with sanctions, put him in a sanctions box, and it took a long time, took a year, but he finally got the Chinese to more or less go along with the sanctions regime. They cheated, and he caught them on land. They cheated again at sea with at-sea transfers. He caught them again, put North Korea in a box, left Kim Jong-un with no way out but to come to the negotiating table. And, you know, he got Kim Jong-un's attention. A lot of people said, well, calling him a little rocket man, you know, that wasn't very diplomatic. Saying that my nuclear button is bigger than your nuclear button, you know, that really wasn't very polite. But the fact of the matter is, Kim Jong-un has never had an unkind word spoken to him in his entire life. He's a princeling. He's the emperor of North Korea. Everyone treated him with deference. Everyone bowed and scraped. And along comes President Trump and calls him out. So I think he got Kim Jong-un's attention. He has put the squeeze on the North Korean economy, which is gradually grinding to a halt. And he got him alone in a room, one-on-one. And I think that's where the art of the deal kicks in. You get in a meeting with principals only. You exclude the spoilers, right? China would be a spoiler if it were present. Russia would be a spoiler. They weren't present. It was just Kim Jong-un and Donald J. Trump looking each other in the eye. And in that equation, my money's on Trump. So I think he got a deal, and now we're going to see it enforced. I think we've already seen some good signs. We got our hostages back, three Americans. We're getting the remains of a couple hundred soldiers who were killed during the Korean War returned to the United States so they can receive a decent and proper burial. And there are thousands more that, of course, need to be accounted for that may have died in North Korean or even Chinese prison camps back in the 1950s.
That makes sense. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing North Korea with Steve Mosier. Steve, it sounds like you're saying that there's a pretty good chance that we will see the denuclearization of North Korea. Is that liable to lead to the unification of the Korean Peninsula?
Well, I think in time. Now, I think that the priority should be the removal of this existential threat to the United States. I mean, when you got a young madman last year, sounding like a madman anyway, threatening to launch ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads at U.S. territories or the United States itself, you've got to deal with that first. And I think we have an agreement to do that. I think that Nuke Mountain, where he set off his nukes, has collapsed. He has destroyed one of his missile launch sites already. As soon as we get a complete accounting of where the fissile material is, where the bombs that he may have constructed are located, can go and send teams in to denuclearize the North Korea. Do I think that's going to happen? Yeah, I think that has a very good chance of happening. And look, the sanctions won't be lifted unless and until that does happen. So the economic pain continues. The North Korean economy is gradually being starved of capital, being starved of technology, being starved of markets. That has to hurt.
Well, it certainly does. And as Kim looks south and sees an incredibly prosperous South Korea and looks around, if he cares about his people at all, this is the opportunity. There's never going to be a better shot than right now. And it's my bet he's going to take it and run with it. We won't know till it happens, but that's my guess. It sounds like it's yours too.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that. I'm not sure how much Kim Jong-un cares for his people in general, but he does care about keeping the elite, you know, the few thousands of families in Pyongyang who lead the North Korean brutal dictatorship. He wants to keep them happy. And, you know, they're the only ones who have automobiles in the country, but now they have no gas because of the sanctions to run those automobiles. They're the ones who have connections with the West and like to watch the latest Hollywood movies. Well, the lights are going out in Pyongyang. You know, electricity is intermittent, and they're having their Hollywood movies interrupted by blackouts. Anyway, if he doesn't keep them happy, then he's not only out of power, he may very well be deposed and killed. So I think those are the people whose opinions he values, who keep him in power. And those are the people that the sanctions are finally now starting to hit home with.
I totally, totally agree. We're about out of time, but you have a great book, Bully of Asia. It's your analysis of China. Talk to people how they can get a copy. Troops, this is a book you want to read. How do they get a copy?
Bully of Asia is available on Amazon, of course. It's also available from us, my institute, which is Population Research Institute, on the website pop.org, that's POP.org. Be happy to send you an autographed copy.
Steve, thank you for taking time to share with us today. Thank you for your valuable insights. I'm glad we're working together. I hope we can do it again.
And I look forward to it.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be at about 100 pounds by now. Do 60 bench presses. I want you combat ready and stand at ease.
Mike Hewitt here. Are we really willing to continue the century-long debate over the plight of beleaguered foreign nationals illegally pouring across our southern border while we ignore our own grossly broken immigration laws? Honestly, are we ready yet for a mature and honest conversation about helping them in their homelands first? That rather than the never-ending election-driven partisan food fight? Let's consider a more reasonable, humane, and fiscally responsible path. Reform our immigration laws and help them to stabilize their homelands. Think about it. We all react to a snapshot from a 100-year struggle by people risking life itself to escape their home country environment. Which is the wiser thing to do? Fight over what to do with them or invest a fraction of that expense to help them build their own small-r Republican form of self-governance? Yep, get beyond the obvious.
Be sure to listen to The Mike Hewitt Show and visit the website, themikehewittshow.com.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send me your thoughts to Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Sam, what's the first comment?
Larry from Virginia wants to know if the clear violation of the law and lack of any real punishment by the FBI and Department of Justice in their handling of Mrs. Clinton and the president give us good reason not to trust anyone from the federal government.
Larry, you raise a good point, but the solution is not to distrust everyone from the government. but to pay real attention to every candidate you vote for to be sure they are the quality of person who would not put up with this kind of criminal activity. If we get the right people elected, this kind of thing is much less likely to happen again.
Peter has noticed that there are lots of senior military people being relieved of duty these days. What's going on?
Peter, I can only guess, but we spent all of last month reviewing Bill Bolgiano's book, Fighting Today's Wars. We discussed how many leaders threw their men under the bus when they were improperly charged with murder for killing the enemy in combat. These same leaders are still there, but are much more senior now. The Pentagon is another swamp that needs draining. Well, you know, guys, before we get to military history, I was thinking about the time that I was in the process of retiring from the Army. I was an Army advisor to the Michigan Army National Guard. There was a general who oversaw our activities. He was my boss's boss. And he was, well, really, really negative. His comments to guardsmen were often inappropriate, his actions often insulting. And because the National Guard reports to the governor of the state, not to him, the guardsmen could and often did ignore him. We were advisors to the Guard, not their bosses. The general, however, leaned on us, the advisors who did work for him, to get the Guard to comply with his directions. So when I put my papers in for retirement, I wrote the good general a letter, respectful in tone, that laid out my observations and suggestions on how he might better get compliance from members of the National Guard. I offered to meet with him to discuss my comments. As an aside, it was and is common for a soldier who's retiring after a full career in the Army to be given an award for meritorious service. Need I say that the general did not ever acknowledge my letter, nor ask to meet with me, and I didn't get an award upon retiring. But I have plenty of awards, and I know that I did the right thing, and I'll tell you what, it felt good to write that letter.
Denny, if there was a Right Thing Award, I'm sure you would have gotten it.
From anybody but him. Okay, it's time for military history. Lead out, Sam. What's first?
On 26 June 1917, during World War I, the first 14,000 U.S. infantry troops landed in France at the port of Saint-Nazaire. The landing site had been kept secret because of the menace of German submarines. But by the time the Americans had lined up to take their first salute on French soil, an enthusiastic crowd had gathered to welcome them. However, the doughboys, as the British referred to the green American troops, were untrained, ill-equipped, and far from ready for the difficulties of fighting along the Western Front. One of General John Pershing's first duties as commander of the American Expeditionary Force was to set up training camps in France and establish communication and supply networks. 4 months later, on October 21st, the first Americans entered combat when units from the Army's 1st Division were assigned to Allied trenches in the Luneville sector near Nancy, France. Each American unit was attached to a corresponding French unit. 2 days later, Corporal Robert Brawlett of the 6th Artillery became the first U.S. soldier to fire a shot in the war when he discharged a French 75mm gun into a German trench half a mile away. On November 2nd, Corporal James Gresham and Privates Thomas Enright and Merle Hay of the 16th Infantry became the first American soldiers to die when Germans raided their trenches near Battlemont, France.
And on 27 June 1940, just during World War II, the Germans set up two-way radio communication in their newly occupied French territory, employing their most sophisticated coding machine, Enigma, to transmit information. The Germans set up radio stations in Brest and the port town of Cherbourg. Signals would be transmitted to German bombers to direct them to targets in Britain. The Enigma coding machine, invented in 1919 by Hugo Koch, a Dutchman, looked like a typewriter and was originally employed for business purposes. The German army adapted the machine for wartime use and considered its encoding system unbreakable. They were wrong. The Brits had broken the code as early as the German invasion of Poland, and it intercepted virtually every message sent through the system. Britain nicknamed the intercept messages Ultra. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, when a Clearbrook, Virginia resident saw an intruder's hands reaching through his bedroom window, he fired his 12-gauge shotgun, killing the interloper. Deputies found the suspect dead in the yard after they responded to a 911 call when the homeowner reported the shooting. Okay, Skip, let's hear your analysis.
Thanks, Colonel. 12-gauge shotguns, like the one used in this story, have long been the traditional go-to gun for home defense simply because of the massive knockdown power they possess. Let's face it. Handguns are great when you're out and about and are limited to portable firearms, but shotguns are the most powerful firearms inside a home that most civilians can legally possess. There are a lot of advantages to a shotgun. Let's go over a few of them right now. Number one, raw power. At close distances inside your home, shotguns produce a high amount of kinetic energy, especially when delivered via 9 double-aught buckshot pellets. Double-aught buck delivered via a 12-gauge shotgun can actually stop the forward momentum of an intruder. Most handguns aren't capable of delivering that strong a punch. Number two, wide range of ammo choices. Most people stick with buckshot, but you may not have to. You can go down in pellet size if you have small rooms in your house. I recommend you walk around your home and determine where you are most likely to have to take the shot should you encounter a home invader. Then pace off the distance. If you have small rooms and the longest shot you take will only be 10 or 12 feet, then feel free to use smaller pellets like maybe a number 4 or number 5 shot. The important thing to remember is that you must have enough energy to penetrate the rib cage and get into the vitals. Another great choice is specialized personal defense rounds for shotguns like the PDX Defender and the Hornady Critical Defense Rounds. Both of these products pack a huge punch and cause massive tissue damage and blood loss. One of the potential disadvantages of the 12-gauge shotgun is increased recoil. The recoil on a 12-gauge can hurt your shoulder or even knock a smaller person on their butt. If you want a visual on this, go to YouTube and do a search on women shooting large guns. Most women have smaller frames than men and less upper body strength, making it tougher for them to control the recoil on these powerful shotguns. This can be handled easily enough by simply dropping down to a 20-gauge shotgun instead of the 12. It won't matter to the criminal if you shoot him with a 12 or a 20, because in both cases, they'll be dead. The only difference is the amount of mess you make. Another disadvantage with shotguns is smaller ammo capacity. Most shotguns hold only 5 rounds. However, you can buy specialized tactical shotguns with extended tubes, which boost your ammo supply to 7 rounds. There are also some widespread myths about shotguns that just aren't true. I expect they were perpetuated by Hollywood movies, but real life isn't anything like Hollywood, so let's dispel those myths right now. Number one, if I use a shotgun, I don't have to aim. Ask a pheasant hunter if he has to aim, and he'll tell you yes. He'll either be point shooting or using the sights and leading the target. Let me put this into military terms. A shotgun is not a claymore mine. You have to aim it. At a distance of 10 feet, the pattern spread using double-aught buckshot will be less than the size of a baseball. It varies depending on the choke of your barrel. But people see movies where a man sticks the shotgun through the doorway, presses the trigger, and everyone in the room dies. And they believe it, but it's just not true. With a shotgun, it's one shot and one kill, just like with a rifle or a handgun. Number two, I won't even have to shoot the gun. All I have to do is rack the action, and the sound will send the bad guys running. This isn't true either. There are very few documented accounts of bad guys running away because they heard the sound of a shotgun being racked. According to the study by Greg Elifritz, only 40% of criminals flee upon encountering the armed citizen. So, don't count on the bad guy fleeing. Be trained and prepared to use deadly force and you won't be disappointed. When I weigh the strengths and weaknesses of a shotgun, I believe it's a very fine choice for home protection. The advantage of increased knockdown power cannot be downplayed. I can sum it up by something my wife said to me. Honey, if I have to shoot somebody, I want to see body parts flying off. So, I'm not surprised that the home invader in this story was killed with only one shot. It's very hard to beat a round of double-aught buckshot at close range. Home defense is where the shotgun shines.
Thanks, Skip. Our movie of the month is Being George. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month. Please send me your thoughts about it, Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com. Our book giveaway this week is Bob Ford's Black Cat 2-1. It's about Vietnam. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Black Cat 2-1 in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Colonel Alan West will join us to look at our national security situation. Then we'll talk TAPS. That's the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. This group's amazing. Then we'll review our movie of the month with Diane Raver.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any of the shows, they're all available to listen on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember. As a national partner with Honor and Remember, Spartan Ash is deeply committed to never forgetting those who paid the ultimate price in service to our country.
The Honor and Remember flag serves as a symbol of remembrance, and Spartan Ash flies the Honor and Remember flag at all facilities. The flag artwork is on our fleet of tractor trailers, which travel nearly 67 million miles each year.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com and HonorandRemember.org.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump's travel ban is both legal and constitutional. The 5-4 decision recognizes that President Trump has broad powers to block foreigners from entering the United States. Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz on what this means.
I think it'll give the president more authority to go after certain countries where we can't vet people. Remember, we got people coming from all over the world, and they need to be able to be there on the ground and vet these people before they come in. Some of them are going to take 60 or 90 days, which the president was asking for. But somehow the Democrats were fighting against that and filing suits, and you had some rogue judges going the wrong direction. But this will help clarify it.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, voters in five states will head to the polls today, including Oklahomans, who will be voting on whether to legalize medical marijuana. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer could be getting a daytime talk show, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Powerhouse daytime syndicator Debmar Mercury, whose existing roster includes Family Feud and The Wendy Williams Show, and the Pilgrim Media Group have combined to start working on what could become a daily talk show for the former White House press secretary. So far, only a pilot's been planned, the show's working title being Sean Spicer's Common Ground. Spicer telling the New York Times, quote, "In this current environment, I think it's important to have a platform where we can have civil, respectful, and informative discussions on the issues of the day." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency yesterday as wildfires forced thousands of Lake County, California residents to be evacuated. This man thinks his house is a total loss.
I've just probably lost everything I've ever had in my life.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-